At the hangars, each jump master was given two packs of papers, containing an order of the day from Eisenhower and a message from Colonel Sink to pass around to the men. "Tonight is the night of nights," said Sinks. "May God be with each of you fine soldiers." Eisenhower's began, "Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." In addition to the exhortations, the jump masters passed around air sickness pills. Who thought of the pills is a mystery. Why they were passed around, an even greater mystery, as air sickness had seldom been a problem. Something else was new. The British Airborne had come up with the idea of leg bags. These bags contained extra ammunition, radios, machine gun tripods, medical gear, high explosives, and other equipment. They were to be attached to individual paratroopers by a quick-release mechanism and fastened to his parachute harness by a coiled 20-foot rope. When the chute opened, the trooper was supposed to hold the weight of the leg pack, pull its release to separate it from his leg, and let it down to the end of the rope. It would hit the ground before he did. In theory, the trooper would land on top of the bundle and not have to waste any time looking for his equipment. It seemed sensible, but no one in the American Airborne had ever jumped with a leg bag. The Yanks liked the idea of the thing and stuffed everything they could into those leg bags, mines, ammunition, broken-down Tommy guns, and more. The men threw their kits, parachutes, and leg bags into the waiting trucks, climbed in themselves, and were driven out to the waiting planes. "With that done," Winters wrote in his diary, "we went to work harnessing up. It's here that a good jump master can do the most for his men. Getting all that equipment on, tied down, make it comfortable and safe, then a parachute over the top. Calls for a lot of ingenuity and sales talk to satisfy the men that all's well." Dressed for battle, they sat under the wings of the planes, waiting. The nervousness increased. "This is the jump where your problems begin after you land," they told one another. It was the $10,000 jump. The men had $10,000 GI life insurance. Men struggled to their feet to go to the edge of the runway to relieve themselves, got back, sat down, and 2 minutes later repeated the process.